And this interview is being conducted by Caitlin Schrader on July 19th, 2020. I'm interviewing for the first time Nikki Beasley. This interview is taking place digitally from her home in Taylor, Michigan. This interview is supported by Wayne State University's Reuther Archive and is part of the Southeast Michigan COVID-19 Oral Histories. Welcome, Nikki, and thank you so much for your participation today. Before we begin, I would also like to state that if there is a topic or question you don't wish to answer for any reason, please just let me know and we'll move on. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. My first question is just getting context of what it was like for you and your household before the shelter in place and quarantine orders went into effect. What was that daily, weekly routine like?
I mean, it was a pretty, you know, typical routine. Get the kids up for school, for work, get the husband up for work, get ready for work, and then get everybody out the door and then leave.
So at this point, everybody was working or going to school out of the house?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you. When did you first become aware of COVID-19, and what were your initial thoughts or feelings, and have they changed as time has progressed?
Well, my feelings have changed. I mean, when we first started hearing about it was, I don't know, end of February, maybe beginning of March. And I think we were all pretty scared, pretty nervous about it. But now not so much. There's a lot of stuff that's changed to make us not so afraid of the virus or to go out in public or be around people.
Would you mind elaborating on that? What were the things that you were seeing or hearing? What were the factors that went into that change of opinion?
It just seems like the media is blowing everything out of proportion. I don't think that it's as big as they're making it out to be. I think some of it is kind of ridiculous. I mean, everybody has their own opinion about it, but we haven't been quarantined for quite some time.
Did you partake in the initial quarantine, like those couple months where we were told really not to go out at all? Did you partake in that?
In the beginning, we did. In the beginning, they made us start working from home towards like the end of March. But by the beginning of May is when we stopped quarantining. We started going around our family, having family over. We were kind of done with being stuck in the house at that point.
Yeah, understandable. And how many people, just for reference, were in your household?
How many people we had invited over?
That were quarantining with you in your immediate family.
Oh, there was 12 of us.
Sorry?
Four.
Four. During that quarantine, what was a typical day like for you? What did you do? Did you go anywhere to do any like grocery shopping? How did those types of things play out?
Well, it took me a while to finally go grocery shopping. But I mean, once I did, it wasn't horrible. Out, it was still, you know, I mean, I was still kind of nervous, but I mean, it was kind of like a short and sweet kind of get in, get out kind of thing.
So you were still actively going to the store physically to do those things?
I was not as often as I usually would. Kind of tried to stock up on as much food as we could. So we didn't have to go out as often as we used to.
Thank you. What were your impressions, or what have your impressions been of the media coverage? Currently and before, that's what I was trying to say.
Currently I think they're blowing it out of proportion. I don't think it's as big as they're making it out to be. I think a lot of the stuff that they're doing is unnecessary. I don't believe that we should have to be wearing masks as much as we are, or being, you know, confined and not being able to do, you know, go back to our regular lives like we used to. Before the pandemic, I mean, leading up to it, I mean, it was, you know, life as usual.
Were you surprised when things started shutting down so quickly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we were just with people. You know, we were just at restaurants. We were just, you know, having gatherings. And you know what I mean? We had just went through all of the major holidays. And then that was kind of the end of seeing everybody.
During the quarantine, were you seeking out news or information about the pandemic and what was going on? And if so, how often did you find yourself doing that?
It was like every day. I mean, I think like most of the population, we were all kind of obsessed with it in the beginning to see what the numbers were, how fastly it's spreading, what's going on in the hospitals, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So it was few times a day with the news and, you know, just looking, you know, up the research on my phone and on the computer.
Throughout all of this experience, who do you find yourself talking to about it? And what has your circle of friends or family felt about everything?
Talked about it a lot with my husband and my mom. I mean, everybody kind of felt the same. I mean, my husband, unfortunately, he was never able to stay home because of what he does. He's out in the public, and you know, because he does heating and cooling, so he had to continue working. He couldn't stop. But I mean, he was really the only one that was out in the world and everything, you know, seeing how other people were, you know, reacting to it. And we were kind of scared because he was going into people's homes still. But I mean, we all kind of felt the same. We were nervous, and I mean, seemed like at the time the quarantine was necessary because of how, you know, big it got.
Right. Are you still on the same page about everything?
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
So throughout all of this, what has kind of stayed the same for you and your family?
I mean, everything kind of feels different. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's, I mean, I guess kind of stayed the same. I mean, we've always been, I mean, we're a real close little bunch. But I mean, it still feels like our worlds have been turned upside down, you know, with the no school and my oldest son, he got laid off, you know, because of everything. And I've been working at home since March. So, I mean, things still haven't went back to normal in our household.
What was that transition like for you to go into working from home?
I mean, it was kind of an easy transition. I mean, who doesn't like to work from home? But it's a little bit more convenient to work from home. So, I mean, it was kind of an easy transition.
What about having your family there? Did that impact your work day or your work schedule at all?
No, not really. I don't have little kids. My kids are older. So, I mean, when mom's working, they know not to bother me.
You know, what about your kids? You said one was laid off and the other, at least the other one, was in school at the time. How did that affect them, having to go through those transitions of having a job to not having anything and having a rigid school schedule out of the house to nothing?
They both were going stir crazy. I mean, they were kind of going out of their minds with boredom. I mean, my youngest, he did have the online schooling. So, I mean, he was still working online, you know, through for his classes and everything. And they still had their Zoom meetings and everything. But my oldest, he literally was going stir crazy in the house. He was stuck in the house with nowhere to go, nothing to do. And I mean, he's 20 years old. Who wants to be stuck in the house?
How would you say the pandemic has affected you personally or emotionally?
Well, I mean, emotionally, it's been draining. I physically can't even watch the news anymore. I can't take hearing about the pandemic anymore. We all know it's out there. It's like, it's enough. It's time to move on. And then just, I mean, the eating, the constant eating and the gaining of the weight because you're at home. And even though I'm working, it's still boredom. You know, you can't leave the house. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you stay connected with family and friends outside of your home? Did you do any, like, the drive-by visit celebrations, or did you start doing video chats maybe more often, anything like that?
I FaceTimed my mom and my sister and my nieces and nephews. I did that a lot, just because my nieces and nephews are so little that, you know, I still wanted to see him, you know, so that's how we communicated a lot.
Did you ever have visitors, or did you ever go to visit anyone during the lockdown?
The only person's house that I would go to is my mom.
Okay.
If I was out and about and she needed anything from, you know, the grocery store, I would take her what she needed so she didn't have to leave.
Were there any family traditions or any events, general plans that were affected by the pandemic?
Yeah, Easter. Yep, usually we have Easter over at my house with my side of the family and my husband's side of the family. And that didn't happen because of the pandemic. So, I mean, everybody kind of did their own thing, but I mean, usually every holiday it's, you know, family gets together. So it was kind of like the new, you know, thing to do for 2020 is not get together. So.
Did you alter any plans and kind of say, well, when we can, we'll do this later?
We did. I mean, we said a lot of stuff, but come, I think it was Mother's Day is when it was like, you know what, forget everything that we've said, just everybody come over here.
Can you talk a little bit about what that was like, kind of breaking down that barrier and just having everybody, or at least many people, over? Were people nervous? Were you nervous?
They weren't nervous, and we weren't nervous. I mean, it was kind of like the first family gathering. I mean, the first time that we were really seeing, you know, our parents and our sisters and nieces and nephews. And it was, I mean, it was nice to finally actually be around people, you know, to have that contact with people. So, I mean, it was nice.
Yeah, I bet. I'm wondering if you would be willing to speak about if you know of anybody personally who has had a COVID-19 diagnosis, would you be willing to share that story or experience?
I would if I did, but nobody, you know, close to me has, you know, had it.
I'm glad you don't have any negative experiences.
Yeah.
What do you miss most from before the pandemic and before the quarantine mayhem?
Just to be able to freely go out without wearing a mask, without having to worry about, you know, coming in contact with anything like that. I mean, it was just the freedom of being able to come and go as we please.
Yeah, I understand that. Now that those stay-at-home orders have lifted, is there anything you actually miss from being in quarantine?
No, not really. I mean, I still don't feel like everything has completely went back to normal. You know what I mean? Because not everybody is, you know, still willing to go out in public, but I mean, I'm glad it's lifted.
Yeah, I would agree with that, definitely. What would you say has been the most negative or challenging aspect of all of this, either a global or just a personal perspective?
I mean, it's just blown out of proportion. I mean, the whole thing, I just think it's being taken to a whole nother level that it doesn't need to go to. I mean, they're causing mass hysteria still with, you know, how everything is being put out there.
On the flip side of that, you know, do you see any positive aspect of this, or what good do you think can come from this?
I mean, I don't think any good can come from it. I mean, probably the only good thing that would probably I would see that would maybe come from being quarantined is more family time.
Looking back on this, are there any moments that you won't forget? Any specific information or a story that kind of sticks out to you in your memory?
I mean, it's just the whole thing. I don't think anybody's ever going to forget this. So it's just the whole, pandemic and virus as a whole that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Just so you know where we're at, I only have a few more questions.
Okay.
Is there any advice you wish you had going into this quarantine and living through this pandemic? And, you know, what kind of advice might you give to somebody who could go through this in the future?
I don't know. I mean, just remain calm through the whole thing. Just try to stay calm and breathe through it.
Yeah, I would say that's probably very solid advice, considering all of the panic and hysteria.
Yeah.
How do you think that you will view this in 5 years?
I don't know. The world is crazy right now, so I'm hoping in 5 years that it's not, you know, it's not like this.
And then I just have one last question for you, and that is, how do you believe this pandemic will affect how we as humans connect socially going forward?
Well, I think connecting with people is going to be a little different, and I think it's going to be a lot like how me and you are doing it right now. There's not going to be, a lot of contact like it was before, face-to-face contact, because everybody is still so scared with the whole, virus thing. So I think it's going to be a lot of devices used, video chatting, Zoom, whatever. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of face-to-face contact.
Do you see that lasting for a long time?
Well, I hope not. I hope it doesn't, but I mean, the way that things are looking right now, it's I think it's going to be around for a little while.
Right, that is actually all the questions I had, so thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to this recording? Answer a question that I didn't actually ask, anything, some kind of statement?
No, I think I said all I needed to say.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. And welcome.
All right, then. Nikki, thank you again so much for your participation this evening in the Southeast Michigan COVID-19 Oral Histories, supported by Wayne State's Reuther Archive. So then, if it's okay with you, we'll go ahead and close this interview.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Bye.